We must find out, Hank fans and family, what there is to love about this. A happy Tuesday to all who celebrate.
It's why we love today.
I love it.
Mm-hmm. Betty loves Maria, too.
America.
Who doesn't?
Ninth day of the ninth month of 2025. 252 and 113 left to go. Fall falls technically in 16 days. 52 until Halloween. We went into our first Spirit Halloween this past weekend. And they had probably about 40% of it set up. So we were kind of, and then I think I'm actually a part-time employee accidentally. I did help set up an end cap.
That's so sweet. Are you,
discount. No discount.
Is that the former Joanne's?
That is.
Heresy. How could you?
I'm so sorry.
Her friends.
Her spirit, though, was still. It is kind of sad because they still have the Joanne stickers on the front of the families, like, you know, knitting and doing other such Joanne fabric work.
You're never going far in the beading world after this. Ever.
It's the true horror story of 2025. R.I.P. Joanne's.
It still hurts.
National Wiener Schnitzel Day.
Happy Oktoberfest.
International. Oh, boy. International Box Wine Day.
Hey. Heatherly. We like to call it Tuesday.
There you go.
Because, you know, if it has that little spindle thing on the top, you have no idea how much you're drinking.
It's a good time.
It's a big surprise for the family.
International Buy a Priest a Beer Day.
Or just invite him over for some Franzia. 10 Hail Marys.
And also with you. Falsely accused today.
I didn't do it.
Okay. That's, yeah. National I Love Food Day.
Yes. To go with the boxed wine.
All right. Tester's Day.
This is only a test.
I'm wondering, is that just like when you go to Ulta and everything's a tester? By the way, don't put that on your face.
No, for it's crying
been on
out
everybody's
loud.
Face.
Yeah, I know. It's
exactly.
This is why they have to lock everything up, and then Joanne's goes out of business.
And that's why we drink boxed wine. And it all comes together. It is Teddy Bear Day.
Oh, give me a huggy.
And it is Wonderful Weirdos Day.
KB and Heather Lee.
He knows.
Proudly. On this date in history, things happened. 1789, the Bill of Rights was approved. It seemed like a good idea.
Amen.
1791, also in D.C. news, literally, Washington, D.C., the capital, was named after President George Washington.
Look at that.
You almost said D.C. out there. I know. On this date, Colonel Sanders was born in 1890.
Ooh, he knew how to make chicken.
He,
that's
he,
a good quality in a man.
He killed a guy, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
They Dear. Were,
somebody was painting over his billboards. A rival chicken gas station.
That's the front door. What?
Yeah. What do you think the 11th Herb?
Oh, dear.
His name was Herb.
That's
in his
unfortunate.
Honor. On this, it's a true story. Look it up. 1917, the first recorded use of OMG was in 1917. And Sir Winston Churchill was the one that used it.
Oh, and now it's Paris Hilton. See? See how far we've come.
OMG.
Bruh.
Yeah. On this date, 1926, RCA created the National Broadcasting Company.
WNBC.
Yeah, he's back on the air.
Yeah. Or is he on?
Big surprise, Howard Stern was doing a troll job on everybody.
No.
Yeah, what? I know. It's 1987. On this date in 56, Elvis Presley makes his appearance on the Ed Sullivan Show.
Calm your hips down there, mister.
That's really where it started for him. 1972, things that did not age well. Fat Albert and the Cosby Kids debuted.
That's so weird.
Welcome Back, Kotter in 1975.
Yeah.
On this date in 2007, Kid Rock and Tommy Lee get in a fight at the MTV Video Awards.
Testy, testy.
Man, that used to be a good show. On this date in 2014, Apple unveils the iPhone 6 and the Apple Watch, and I think they come out with the iPhone 17 today?
Yeah.
All right. I can't keep up.
They're not selling that at Spirit Halloween.
Kelly Clarkson premieres her show 2019
Atta
on
girl.
This date. There you go. We got birthdays of sorts. If you ever have a birthday, which rumors are, we all have one. Possibly. Contact us and we'll make a big thing out of it. Like, he's on The Voice. Michael Bublé is 50 today. He puts on a really good concert. That's one of those that you get drugged to and you're like, and maybe have to get drugged to go to. And then you're like, I am having an inordinately good time.
Is the fiance?
And I'm okay with that.
A fan of the Bublé?
I doubt it.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's no Cole Wetzel.
Who is? Mm-mm. Speaking of chicken joints. Henry Thomas, that is Elliot from E.T., and that's the worst E.T. impression ever. 54 today is Elliot.
No, he is 29.
Okay. Eric Stone Street, 54, from Modern Family.
I love him. He's from Kansas, like your little lady friend.
Well, there you go.
All right.
Hi, Tracy.
Adam Sandler is 59 today.
Happy birthday.
Are you 59 today? Hugh Grant is... I suppose 65 today.
He thinks he's so fancy. Yes. But we know what you did back in the day. We remember.
Yeah, but now she's with Billy Ray Cyrus. Doesn't it all come out in the wash?
No, I'm talking about the...
Don't they all need to be washed?
Yeah.
Good friend of the show, Tom Wopat, Dukes of Hazzard, 74 today.
That's there right. Duke, baby.
We still think about his leg. Joe Theismann, 76. There you go. On the Broadcasting Network.
Family.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You're waking up with
Hank FM.